This is COVID-19 Seattle. I'm Dave Ross.
And I'm Aaron Granillo. Optimism from Governor Jay Inslee.
I am cautiously pleased to tell you that we have seen a decline in diagnosed cases in the last 2 weeks.
That was Inslee yesterday. He says new daily confirmed cases have been trending down, including the lowering of the transmission rate, the R-naught number.
We think that number is about one. That means every person who's infected infects one more person. That's much better than being above one, but we have to understand that it's not below one. And the only way we literally get down to pandemic levels that where we can resume normal activities, it has to be significantly lower than one to be able to really continue to knock these numbers down.
Okay, so those are the positive trends. However, the governor says the state is still far off from meeting a key metric, 25 cases per 100,000 residents over a two-week period.
We are now at about 110. We are four times higher than a reasonable target where we really need to be.
I know that's what the science says and all, that we need to be at 25 cases per 100,000 to be in a better position, but that just seems so unattainable at the moment right now, doesn't it?
It almost seems unreasonably unattainable, right? Except that when you're talking about something contagious, that's what it takes. And my latest metaphor, Aaron, is my campaign to get all the dandelions out of the yard this year since I have all this free time. And I looked it up. One single dandelion puff has 200 seeds. So you could get rid of 200 dandelion plants, right? Mm-hmm. But if you miss the one dandelion puff, they could all come right back. And that's the same thing here.
I like that analogy. Not long after the governor was talking yesterday, the state also announced 700 new confirmed cases of the virus, as well as 15 deaths. That's actually a pretty high number considering the last few days this week, in the last couple of weeks, he's been seeing closer to, you know, between 400 and 500 or so. So I just want to mention that. Also, bowling alleys and museums are going to be able to reopen in phase two counties if they follow certain restrictions. Museums in phase two counties can now operate at 25% capacity. Visitors do have to walk through galleries in one direction, and they also have to reserve and pay for time tickets. That's so they can stagger entry and minimize interaction. You a bowler, by the way, Dave?
In my youth, I did some bowling, but I haven't bowled in years.
I got to say, I'm pretty excited about this one.
Yeah.
Because my wife and I were in a league a couple years ago.
For you.
Yeah, we're okay. Bowling alleys can only open, though, for league play and practice. Only two bowlers may play per lane. Greg Olson is executive director of the Washington State Bowling Proprietors Association.
The governor's office did give us a little flexibility of allowing maybe you and your family to come in during restricted designated times with just two people on a lane. We're hoping that, you know, we can bring bowling back to not only our real avid league players, but the casual players who might like to come in once in a while on a weekend.
Fans, though, will not be allowed to come watch. Full disclosure, Dave, when I was on my vacation a couple weeks ago in Wisconsin, Vilas County, Wisconsin, where there are, I think at last check, something like 40 total cases across the whole county. I went bowling. I did.
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
Was it crowded?
No. We were the only people there.
Well,
which made me feel a little bit better about it all. I did get a beer because you kind of have to while you bowl. But I didn't get any food because that just felt weird to me. I didn't feel safe about, you know, wanting to lick my fingers or something after I bowl with the virus and everything. But it was, and I was so conscious of, like, not touching my face after I grabbed
Were
the
they
ball.
Sanitizing the balls and everything?
No, they weren't.
Were not.
Yeah, so I was a little uneasy about that. But, I mean, I was, like, washing my hands, you know, often during in the middle of the game. I was thinking about it constantly. But
yeah, but the most important thing is, what was your score?
Okay, I bowled. Let me preface this by saying
this must be bad.
I haven't bowled since the pandemic started.
Right, right.
Since February, right?
There are all sorts of excuses.
No. I mean, I got like a 130. So something.
Oh, for crying out loud! I was doing that in high school. I think I might have once gotten above 200, but
yeah, I've gotten over.
You could do better than 130.
My wife got 180, though. I was like, dang.
Good for her.
Yeah, I know, she's very good. Okay, one more note about all of this stuff. By the way, you will be able to get your pumpkins and Christmas trees from the farm this year. U-Pick Farms are also allowed to reopen in phase two. You'll be able to walk through the corn maze, but hay rides and haunted houses will not be permitted. But I mean, like all of 2020 has been a haunted house anyway, so we don't think that really matters.
What about a haunted corn maze?
Ah.
Could you have that? Outdoor, distanced corn maze? Because I would think that a haunted corn maze would be especially scary if you've got to be alone at each turn.
About a third of the state's workforce has filed for unemployment since the pandemic began. That's about 1.3 million people. But the state says the number of people on unemployment last week was down nearly 4% from the week before. The number of people filing for the first time was also down slightly.
These new numbers come as the state plans to apply for some federal money, which could mean an additional $900 for some of the unemployed in Washington state. The Employment Security Department says if approved, the checks would be sent to those who've lost work during the pandemic and were on unemployment between July 26th and August 15th.
Director Susie Levine cautions not every jobless worker at that time will qualify. There will be some steps to take to qualify. The extra money is courtesy of an executive order by President Trump. He issued it after those federally funded $600 a week benefits ended in July.
As for people who are still struggling to pay their rent in King County, there is some relief on the way. Up to 10,000 King County households can apply to get a piece of a $40 million emergency housing fund. They can apply for aid online at kingcounty.gov.
And to qualify, those applicants must currently make no more than half the median income in the area. They also have to be behind on at least 1 month of rent. The county's highest need areas will be prioritized. So this whole situation with so many millions of people unemployed and a lot of people struggling to pay their bills at the time, I know our newsroom and a lot of news outlets around here have been interviewing people who applied for jobless benefits. I mean, like back in March, like when this whole thing started, and they still haven't received their money. Shocking.
Yeah, and I guess it's because, well, they were burned so badly by the fraud going on that they want to make sure that you are who you say you are. And, of course, in most cases, that ends up affecting a lot of innocent people who are obviously not committing fraud but who have to be checked out nonetheless. But it sounds, I gather from what they're telling us, that they think that they're close to getting a handle on that.
That's what the Employment Security Department says.
Have they said what people who have not seen any money yet should do? I mean, it's been months for some people, right?
Yeah, I mean, they say to just continue to reach out
just
and contact them. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's incredibly frustrating, though. I think it was last week they said they had cleared the backlog, but that was just the first backlog. I mean, now there's a whole nother backlog of all of the other hundreds of thousands of people who have filed since that first backlog was cleared.
Well, I would say let us know. I mean, they're being unreasonable and you have not gotten any response, then sometimes a call from us can help. So let us know.
The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention thinks coronavirus deaths should start dropping around parts of the U.S. sometime soon.
And then hopefully this week and next week, you're going to start seeing the death rate really start to drop again. You know, we got down under 500. We actually got as low as 250 one day. I think we're going to start to see a decline in mortality across the country now.
That's Dr. Robert Redfield. He spoke with the Journal of American Medicine.
And we can get this outbreak under control. And we're now starting to see that take effect, I think, more broadly across the South.
He says parts of the country that have implemented mitigation methods, parts like the South, are seeing positive results.
We don't have to lock down. We really just need to wear face coverings when we can't social distance, wash our hands, and be smart about crowds.
Yeah, I mean, this is good news hearing it from the
CDC. I know. That's what we're waiting to hear, right? Yeah. He's saying you don't have to lock down as long as you're careful about making sure that you're not providing a stepping stone for the virus. You're keeping apart and wearing the mask.
Yeah, I mean, it took how many months? I mean, you know, 5-6 months.
Well, we'll do better next time. The next time there's an outbreak. I was going back in the archives and came across a Joe Biden op-ed where he was back in January where he's saying, "This is going to be an emergency because there are now 5 cases in the U.S. I said, wow, if only, right? But that's the thing. That's turns out when you have to react, when it starts, if you don't want it to gain the foothold that unfortunately it has. We will be back tomorrow and every day after with a 10-minute rundown of the daily local news. You can subscribe to this podcast. You can also find our news coverage on MyNorthwest.com or listen live at 97.3 FM.